Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
What's up? All right, this is Mills on Radio 1. Thank you, Hugh, for one day only. Greg's back tomorrow. Hope you're coping with the weather. Kind of bored of being cold now and bored of snow. How about you? We're on till 7 tonight. Hope your weekend was good. Loads of Christmas tunes today. We really ramped it up. Mariah Carey next. Chasing Status and The Script before 4:30. And lots of people, including Hugh Stevens, very excited today about our guest. Hugh is hanging around looking busy so we can meet Miranda when she comes in at 4:30. It's the last one in the series of the show tonight on BBC Two. Actual Miranda Hart on this show.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who's this?
I'm Sam O'Sullivan.
Sam, where are you today?
I'm in Oxfordshire.
Are you snowed in?
No.
Okay, how can I help?
I'm phoning in about Miranda.
Yes, how can I help you?
I just wanted to say it's a great show.
Oh, do you love her?
Yeah, she's really funny.
Okay, so you'll be able to listen at 4:30 this afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing today, Sam?
I'm doing some of my coursework.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing?
Art.
Ooh. Oh, actually, that's not too bad art.
No.
That's all right. It could be worse. What's your favourite bit from Miranda so far, either this season or the last one?
When she got her dress caught in the cab and she had to run after it.
I love it.
Yeah.
See, I came late to the party on this because I've only been watching it over the last few days and it is funny. Yeah. Becky was right. All right, listen, Miranda on at 4:30. I'm going to try and get it streamed so you can watch it as well at Radio 1 Online, all right?
Yeah.
So you'll be able to see her as well as hear her if you get to a computer.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Give me a high five.
Pardon?
Press five on your phone.
Five?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Amazing. That's it. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, Chris is working on the show today instead of the one that didn't speak. Hi there. One that didn't speak has gone off for Christmas now. And I don't know whether this is happening, you know, widespread all over the country because of the weather, but Chris's granddad is being smuggled home for Christmas today. Is this happening to anyone else because of the weather? Basically, Chris's mum and dad don't want to drive granddad to... they don't want to drive to Leicester to pick granddad up because they live in Dorset, it's miles away and the weather's bad. So Chris's auntie is driving granddad from Leicester, and then the deal is that the both cars will meet halfway, which is they've worked out Fleet Services on the M3, at which point there'll be some dodgy car swapping of Grandad, and he'll probably have, like, a travel rug over him to keep warm. So if you see anything a bit... It's happening today, is it, Chris? So if you see anything a bit weird happening in the car park of Fleet Services on the M3, it looks like an old man's being smuggled from one car to another. They're just smuggling him home for Christmas. It's all above board. It's all fine. Well, Miranda is here. How very embarrassing. Laura, who used to work on the show for Christmas, has bought Hugh Stevens the Miranda first series on DVD. And Miranda is now in the live lounge. And Hugh just went to ask Miranda if she would sign it, because he's a massive fan. And it still has the security tag on it. And Laura has just told me that it did beep as she left the shop. Now, obviously, Miranda now thinks that you're a thief, and I also have my suspicions.
Rude.
That's embarrassing.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
This is Radio 1, and Miranda is actually here. There was a bit of a hiccup at the beginning when she walked in. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine now. I sat in your chair, which... I can't explain it. It goes back quite far.
Yeah.
And I got scared and screamed.
Whoa!
I thought you'd done it deliberately to make me fall over.
No, actually not. But you're right. Have you fixed yourself in a position
now?
Well,
it's not fixed, but I'm in a position where I feel relatively safe.
Okay, good.
But if I do scream, you know why.
Yeah, okay. If you don't move from that position...
I'm going to keep very still.
Okay,
yeah,
good. Welcome to Radio 1.
Thanks. It's very relaxing.
Isn't it?
Sat here in a scary chair...
You are actually poised.
I'm actually poised for eventualities.
A lot of our listeners are very excited that you're on the show today.
That's very lovely.
Because they love your show.
Oh.
We were just saying on our show the last couple of weeks, you've really, as a young audience, watched this show as well as the older people, I think.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm always surprised that young age group like it. The sort of cool teenagers. I'm like, why do you like me? I'm a nutty old woman. What are you doing? Go watch something cool. But it's lovely. I'm thrilled.
Yeah. Did you ever expect it to be this big?
No.
No?
No. You kind of write what you think's funny and you hope people will find it funny. And, yeah, first series, you don't really expect anyone to watch it. You think, oh, well, lucky me having had my chance, you know, my dream. Mm. And then, whoa, when people watch it, it's amazing.
And it's the last one in series two tonight.
Yes. It's all Christmassy. Oh. Yeah. Patricia Hodge with reindeer and things on her head. You know.
Your mum.
Yeah, my mum.
She's funny.
Yeah.
How does she... Some of those scenes that she has to do, I'm like, how does she not laugh?
She does laugh.
Right.
the whole way through, you normally...
You must have to do it again and again and again.
Yeah, it's not too much of that. Or there are some takes we've chose with her just laughing.
Yeah.
She manages to hide it a bit, but she is our worst corpse.
Is she? I can imagine that.
It's a showbiz exclusive for you.
Thank you. So it's BBC Two tonight at 8:30.
Yes.
Tell us a bit of what happens without spoiling it.
Well, you meet my dad for the first time.
Oh, really?
Played by Tom Conti. It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get me with sitcom parents.
Oh.
And basically they just embarrass me and I don't want to spend Christmas with them and I try and get out of it and I can't.
Oh. And is that it after that? Or are you going to do another series?
That's it. Well, nothing formal yet. We'll see, I think, in the new year what the BBC say and what I'm feeling.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice to do it again.
Would you do another one?
Yeah, I would. Actually, at the beginning of writing series two, I just thought this is too much pressure. I can't. I just really felt the pressure. And now I'm thinking it would be nice to do another series.
Mm. Obviously, you do take it from your personal experiences, do you, or not?
Not really.
No, so that's not really you at all?
No.
Oh.
Well, there's been...
Apart from the chair incident.
Although the chair incident has ruined that disclaimer there, hasn't it? Oh, I'm just leaning back. Oh, it's quite nerve-wracking still on the chair. Good.
It's fine.
But obviously there's bits of it. Like, I write about things I hate or things I love or... You know, like that, there was an annoying couple in episode two, and I just think, I hate those couples that when one of them gets pregnant, they get all kind of over the top. So that obviously, you know, things like that are quite me, or trying to keep up with a 22-year-old and stay up all night, that was quite me.
Yeah, and also I saw on your Twitter that recently you walked around all day with a 3 for 2 M&S sticker on your right breast without noticing, which is quite Miranda.
It is quite Miranda. That'll probably go in series three. Yeah, that was good. Why didn't anyone tell me? No one said.
They just all
thought, day? That's funny. Yeah, till 4 p.m. 4 p.m. And I'd been at M&S at 11. 11 till 4 with a 3 for 2 sticker on your right breast.
Awful. Now, also, a lot of our listeners think that they know you because you talk to the camera on the show all the time. So they think that you and them are actually friends.
Yeah, that's worrying, isn't it?
It is a bit.
And it's very sweet, but I'm not
in your
sitting room.
No.
It's television.
Was it your idea to do that, talking to the camera?
Yes. Well, I loved Eric Morecambe, who's my comedy hero. And so when he did that, I remember watching it thinking, wow, I want to one day do that when I'm grown up on the telly.
Yeah.
And there you are. Look at me, the dream come true.
Look at that, eh?
Oh.
So, I mean, are you, with the clumsiness, that's not really you, no? You don't fall over all the time.
Well... Obviously, we've had the chair incident in here.
I'm starting to think maybe you do.
Yeah, I do walk like a very old woman on the snow for fear of...
I was going to say, falling. This weather...
It's like an adventure sport out there permanently, but just walking on the pavement for me.
Yeah,
a bit nervous.
Have you fallen over at all yet?
Not yet. Genuinely not yet, but a bit nervous. But I definitely used to be clumsy when I was a teenager. Mm. I think I didn't really realise how kind of long and gangly I was, and I kept getting in the way and sort of... Yeah, tripping up over my feet I did quite a lot.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of listeners' questions.
Right, you are.
Right, you're right in the chair.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, don't move. Kerry in Aberdeen wants to know where all the catchphrases come from that you use on the show, like, such fun.
Such fun is from my real mother.
Is it?
Yeah, such fun. And just her friends, yeah. But I think lots of people say it, but yeah. And what I call... I'm sitting on my what I call chair, or whatever, is probably from her friends too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does your mum think of the show then?
Yeah, she likes it, although she hates it if people think she's like that.
Right.
Because she really isn't.
Okay.
Apart from saying so, I promise you.
Oh, you've just taken a couple of things that she says.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Exactly. No, but she's not. My mum's never tried to marry me off, thank God.
No.
That would be awful.
Jess Carty wants to know if you think it's possible to turn into you just by watching your show because she thinks that she's got clumsier since she's been watching Miranda.
Well, I like that idea that I might have such power that people just slowly turn into the character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
maybe.
Yeah. What is your favourite sketch that you've done in the show so far? That's from Ellen.
Okay, Ellen, I would say Falling in the Grave.
It was brilliant.
Loved it.
Yeah. I enjoyed the... I was watching today, in fact, where you had to do the speech at the funeral, but didn't really know who it was for.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was just before the grave. Yeah.
I've come late to the party, Miranda, I've got to be honest.
Scott Mills.
I know. Isn't that awful?
God.
But we were talking about it.
For you.
It is embarrassing, but I hold my hands up and say I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I will be getting your DVD,
yeah,
which is out now.
Oh, bless you for that. Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Yeah,
and yeah, I just need to play catch up.
And your producer is a thief, by the way.
Oh no, said. Yeah, that's one of our producers. Doesn't work on our show anymore. But she,
well, I can see why.
She left the security tag on, unfortunately, yeah, when she bought the DVD.
Exactly.
Whatever. Sarah in Kent wants to know if you write in fit guys on purpose so you get to kiss them. Because she would.
I like that. Well, there is a perk of writing your own sitcom. Enter good-looking man.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So, there's a bit of that. No.
You do casting, and I'll have him.
And that one, please. Is he over 5'10"? He's in. Marvellous.
Doesn't work like that.
Although, it is hard finding tall men, I have to say.
For the show, yeah.
Because any man who is 5'10" in real life says that they're 6 foot, and any man who's 5'8" in real life says they're 5'10" and 11".
Mm. Okay.
How old are you? I mean, how tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
And how tall are you really?
I think I am 5'10".
No. Okay.
Yeah, I am 5'10".
Okay.
Do they normally lie?
Yeah, normally actors lie, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. So often people go 5'10" and you meet them, they're literally 5'6" or 7". Oh. You're like, well, I can't stand next to you because we both look ridiculous. It's embarrassing for both of us.
It's never actually got to the point where you've been on set and it just looks ridiculous, has it?
No, and not in my show because I'm very particular about making sure people are over sort of a certain height.
Mm.
But on some shows, I think it's been awkward.
Mm. Mm.
I just did a sketch with Ronnie Corbett, but that's an extreme and funny example.
That is
there's
very
foot,
extreme.
There's a foot between us.
Is there? When's that on?
That's on Christmas Day.
Amazing.
We were sitting down there. Oh, no, we weren't. We weren't in one sketch.
You weren't? So yeah. You just, okay, stood next to each other.
Yeah,
that'd
we were
be funny.
Opposite each other. I played shopkeeper.
So what's happening on Christmas Day?
There's a show called The One Ronnie, which is celebrating his birthday, and I did a couple of sketches in it.
Okay, and I think your show is on again on Christmas Day, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is repeated late on Christmas Day. Yeah.
How handy.
I know.
Two showings.
It's very exciting.
What is your favourite Christmas song, Miranda?
I don't know. Something
Do you hate
cheesy.
Them?
No, I love them.
Do you?
Cheesier, the camper, the better.
Okay.
Well, so any of the obvious ones.
We've played Mariah Carey already, which is
okay,
a good
well,
one.
I was obviously going to say that.
Yeah. I've got Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
There we go.
Might
there
do
we
that.
Go.
So you're for Christmas, are you? Do you love it?
I love it. Turn into a big fat child, love it.
Where will you be?
I'll be in London.
Will you?
For the first time, actually.
Me
I'm
too.
I'm going to be like a tourist in London. I'm really excited. I'm going to do the Christmas markets. I might go to Winter Wonderland.
Yes.
Yeah?
We were going to go the other day, but we didn't get around to it.
I'm slightly embarrassing without children, but, you know.
No, that's fine.
Fine.
Absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Okay, Brenda Lee and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Back with Miranda in a second on Radio 1. Brenda Lee and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Miranda was singing along a little bit then.
Da, 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 I don't really know the words.
Be careful on that
chair.
Yeah,
no, I've worked it out now. And recline and release forward. Thank you.
Becky, have you got anything you want to ask? Because you've been very quiet today.
Do you get it on with Gary tonight, please?
I couldn't possibly reveal, please. Thank you very much. Thank
oh.
you.
Oh, I just wanted to ask it because I know that was what everyone wanted to
oh,
know.
Oh, well, I... well.
Surely you
no,
must have
I
a little kiss.
I'm
it's
trying
Christmas.
To look at your face to see if
to
I can
see,
tell.
I'm an
no.
excellent actress.
I know, poker face is
so,
on.
Poker face by Lady Gaga.
Gaga, yeah. Absolutely.
Lady Gaga. Patricia Hodge, the whole of that rehearsal week, iPod and learning poker face.
Oh, bless.
It was the best. The best image you'd ever see. Can't read my... da, 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 with the headphones. It's brilliant.
Now, I know that you met Justin Bieber recently.
Yes.
How was that?
Well,
we're big fans of his.
I mean, you're big fans.
No.
No. I couldn't... extraordinary.
It was on Graham Norton, wasn't it?
It was on Graham Norton. I mean, as I tweeted, I was unnerved for him because I think we were... He was meeting a woman three times his body weight in me. I mean, we could not have been More, and I think that's strange for any 16-year-old. I felt worried for him. I don't think he'll recover. He literally couldn't even go to shake my hand. He's so small.
He is very tiny.
He's wizened.
Mm. And you said you feel about 125 when you met him.
Yeah, because I just thought I turned into my mother. I felt like saying, "Put your hair back. Mm. Scrape, you know, stop. Pull your jeans up. Scrape your hair back and sing some normal songs."
What did he say to you? Hey, yeah.
He didn't. But I don't know if you saw it. But the audience started booing at him because he cut me down.
Yes,
I made some joke. So it all didn't. Oh, we didn't speak afterwards.
Oh, rubbish. Oh well, he's got another fan there then.
Yes. Yeah, so, but he's doing all right though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing really
the most
well. Actually,
googled man on earth.
Yeah, he's doing good. And I know that you also tried to turn Will Young straight recently.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Will Young.
How did that come
about? I have
about?
Actually got a photo. My phone's on me, but I have got a photo of me in a wedding dress, a wedding veil, standing next to Will.
Have you?
It was for a sketch, but for me, it's very much the engagement photo.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm in denial, quite a lot of denial.
And is he aware that you're trying to turn him?
I don't know. Is he on Twitter? I don't know.
I don't think he is.
No, well,
we've said it now.
He is so. Now.
Yeah. Yeah. He's aware, very aware now.
Yeah, he's very aware.
So
very
is he your ideal man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like a gay man.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
I do, yeah. I do.
I mean, you know, we could settle down at Christmas and watch Sing Along Sound of Music. And
yeah, everyone's happy, aren't they?
We're all happy.
Absolutely.
And then sleep in separate bedrooms. It's the ideal relationship.
So, last one tonight until you do Series 3.
Oh, well, thanks for that.
Which you have to do, because otherwise there'll be a public outcry. Like for instance, Molly in Bristol.
Mm.
Just the idea that there might not be a third series has got her going a bit crazy, because her and her mates have Miranda Mondays.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
That's lovely, Miranda Monday.
Yeah. It could become like a national holiday. Or
I like
it, world-recognised event.
A Miranda.
A Miranda. And also, someone wants to know where they can get a Gary Cushion from.
A Gary Cushion.
Which you clutch quite a lot.
Yeah, I do. I clutched my Gary Cushion. I don't know what... There is no such thing. There's that one and that one only. But, you know, I've got a merchandise bubble. That's an idea, isn't it?
Yes.
But people do make me fruit friends.
Do they?
Yeah.
And send them in?
Yeah, there was one girl who brought it to the... She was in the audience on our studio night, on the last night of tonight's episode, and she brought in her fruit friend, and we put it in the back of shop.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sweet, isn't it?
Isn't it sweet? Occasionally get pictures on Twitter of people's fruit friends.
And then afterwards you're like, I don't actually want fruit friends, but thanks anyway.
No, I gave it back.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
As always, it's been a lovely pleasure having you in today. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks very much for having me on.
And it's BBC Two, 8:30 tonight for the last one in this series.
Yes.
Is this a bit where we do the little dancey thing?
Do we do a dance at the end?
Yeah, where are the cameras?
I think they're on.
But I mean, I know predominantly we are on radio.
It doesn't really work, but I just wanted
to
do it anyway.
There are people watching on the webcam.
It'd be like a dream come true to get in the dancey bit, wouldn't
it?
Yeah, you've been watching. We need the music.
Should we do it to CeeLo? We could do it to CeeLo. It's not quite what you'd normally play, but...
Yeah,
what sort of moves do we do? Just
watch this now on the webcam. bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Shoulder sort of jiggle that. Maybe it's that.
Oh, it is that.
Yeah.
Be careful in that chair.
And even though it's radio, I am actually waving. I'm actually waving to a microphone.
Thanks, Miranda.
Thanks.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, it's Bulletin with Valentine, Katie B, James Blake, Rectory 2, Vaccines and Yuck. J-Mo and Andy George, Toddler T and Benji B will also be on the decks tonight. Our festive festival for this year. And there's a Christmas meat raffle. How do we get a ticket for that?
I love a meat raffle. No one's come round with a book of...
I know, where's the tickets?
I know.
I would love to win a bit of pork or something.
Do you want me to get on to Zane? He's normally in charge of the raffle, isn't
he?
Yeah,
every year.
Yeah.
All right, get on to that. Right, let's do another Christmas present game. You know what celebrities are like. They've got everything, really. What can you buy them? So we got one of Santa's helpers to call up three celebrities earlier. For some Scott Mills points, all you've got to do is guess how long each of them stayed on the phone to the automated helper for. Don't know about you, but normally when I hear a, "Hello, this is an automated message," I normally hang up. Let's see what celebrities do. Damien, stuck in Preston, says, "By celebrities, are we talking the usual Chuckle Brothers standard, or are we rolling the bolt out for Christmas?" Well, you be the judge.
Who have you got?
First of all, I got Fern Cotton. Imagine Fern gets a Christmas automated message from Santa's helper. How long does she stay on the phone for? If you get this right within 5 seconds...
Oh, that's harsh. It's Christmas. Within 10 seconds,
okay,
I reckon.
OK, within 10 seconds, then you can have... It's Christmas. 20 Scott Mills points. This applies to you at home or driving home or on the way home.
I'm going to say 30 seconds.
30 seconds is all she would stay on the phone to. This is Fern Cotton, mm-hmm. to an automated Christmas mm-hmm. message. Yeah?
Yeah.
Becky says 30. What are you saying? Remember, 20 Scott Mills points if you get it within 10 seconds either side. I'll let you have that. So here is the automated message calling Fern Cotton.
Hello?
Hello. This is Nat calling from Santa's Christmas List admin department.
Hello.
You might recognise my voice. I used to send the contestants through to Lord Sugar on The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
I now work for Santa.
Wow, promotion.
I love it. Press 1 if you've been good this year.
Yep. No, I've been, I'd say, pretty good this Christmas, actually. Pretty good.
Press 1.
Press 1. Oh, right, press 1, okay.
Press 1.
Yep, done that.
Press 2 if you want a big, shiny bow. Press 3 if you just want me to get on with it and tell you what you're getting.
Yes, lots of threes.
Press 3. Congratulations. For Christmas this year, Santa will be bringing you a hot air balloon ride with Agro Santas.
Sorry, a what?
A hot air balloon ride with Agro Santas.
A hot something ride with Agro Santas?
Yes. A hot air balloon.
I would rather some jewellery, if you could arrange that.
Are you happy with your gift?
No.
Press star
to
receive another gift under the tree.
Yeah.
Congratulations. For Christmas this year, Santa will be bringing you a trip to the Lawnmower Museum with Bruce Forsyth.
Oh, no, that sounds quite nice. That
40
sounds...
of those.
What?
40 of those.
40 of those?
Yes.
40 trips to a lawnmower museum with Bruce Forsyth?
Yes.
Can I just go once?
No.
Right, I might go with the Agro Santos plan.
40 of those.
I'm not doing 40 of that either.
Yes.
No. These presents aren't that great, can I just say?
No.
Thank you, Santa's helper. Goodbye.
All right. Well, she did play along. Played along quite successfully there with the automated message. You normally think that famous people would just hang up. 2 minutes 16, nowhere near Becky, no points.
Oh,
sorry.
Rubbish.
Next, I've got for you... Will they stay along and play along, or would they hang up? Agro Santos off the jungle.
No, off the hot air balloon ride with Fern Cotton now.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
He does make music as well.
5 minutes. Well, what's he doing now when he's not in the jungle?
He's very busy. He's got a song coming out with Kimberly off Girls Aloud.
4 minutes.
4 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, for 20 Scott Mills points, you've got to be 10 seconds either side. I'll give you that. Let's see how long Agro will stay on the phone with an automated Christmas message.
Hello?
Hello. This is Nat calling from Santa's Christmas List admin department.
Sorry?
You might recognise my voice. I used to send the contestants through to Lord Sugar on The Apprentice.
Right.
I quit after they stopped me from meeting mince guys at my desk. I now work for Santa.
Alright, cool. What do you want?
I've got some options for you. Your Christmas presents.
Presents, you mean, yeah?
Yes. Press 1 if you've been good this year. Press 2 if you've been naughty this year. At least you are honest. So, presents. Press 1 if you want a big one. Press 2 if size doesn't matter. Press 1 if you want shiny wrapping paper. Press 2 if you want a big, shiny bow. Press 3 if you just want me to get on with it and tell you what you're getting. Congratulations. For Christmas this year, Santa will be bringing you Ann Widdecombe's dress from Strictly. The yellow one.
Cool.
Excuse me, I had a curry last night.
Oh, whatever, man.
Oh, bye, Aggro. I enjoyed that one. No. Well, 1 minute 25, not even anywhere close. Sorry, you're not doing well.
He didn't sound very happy to get Anne's dress, did he?
No.
He just went, cool, and that was it.
Anne Widdicombe.
Did it sound to you like she said, I have been eating minced guys at my desk?
Minced
not
guys?
I think she meant mince pies.
It's
did
just the way it comes
it?
Out, yeah. Oh, well. Last one. Let me check that, hang on.
I quit after they stopped me from eating minced guys at my desk.
Like, no wonder.
Minced guys. Next, it's my old friend, David Hasselhoff. He loves a chat on the phone.
So how are you rating these celebrities then?
I
think
they're
rather
good,
actually. According to Damien and Preston, these are good ones,
I think
yeah.
They're good, yeah.
Not the normal Tuckle Brothers ones.
Well, I mean, not that we haven't had Hoff on the show before, because that'd be a lie. We have.
The Hoff. I am going to say, again, a long time, because apart from his panto, he's just hanging out. So I think 3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes for the Hoff talking to an automated voice.
Yes.
Hello, this is
Roger.
Calling from Santa's Christmas List admin department. I've got some options for you. Your Christmas presents.
My three Christmas presents.
Press 1 if you've been good this year.
Yes, I have been very, very good.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Well, what do you mean? Who said I wasn't good?
Press 2 if you've been naughty this year.
Press 2. Hang on a second, I gotta move my contacts to press...
Press 3 if you haven't got a clue what is going on.
Contact. Hang on, Santa. All right, 2.
At least you are honest.
Yes, you're right. I have
so,
naughty.
Presents. Press 1 if you want a big one. Press 2 if size doesn't matter. Press 1 if you want shiny wrapping paper. Press 2 if you want a big, shiny bow. Congratulations. For Christmas this year, Santa will be bringing you Louis Spence.
Louis Spence? No, I haven't been that naughty. I don't want... No.
Yes.
No, please, no.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
No, I no.
Louis
I want
Spence.
One of Santa's helpers.
Are you happy with your gift?
No, I'm not happy with my gift. No, I'm not. Tell Santa I call... I'm going to call Santa back.
Press star to receive another gift under the tree. A day at a spa with X Factors. Wagner. Are you happy with your gift?
No.
Press star to receive another gift under the tree. Congratulations. For Christmas this year, Santa will be bringing you a pen.
Oh, that's good. I could use a pen. I like to sign. I'm just like to sign things. I mean, I'm the Hoff and I just sign things. I love to sign things. Thank you very much, Santa. Great. I've got to go now. Merry Christmas. Have a happy New Year. That's the weirdest call I ever got, man. Santa called me after Christmas presents.
What? That's the weirdest call I ever got, man. Wow. I had no idea what really happened there. 2 minutes 25. Still a minute out, weren't you?
Oh, who stayed on the longest?
The Hoff, obviously. Hello.
I like it that he'd prefer to have a pen rather than Louis Spence.
A few people are on, including Sean and Hannah and Ben, saying, did the Hoff really say have a Hoffy New Year?
Merry Christmas, have a Hoffy New Year.
Of course he did. It's all about him. I just had the weirdest call ever from Santa.
Merry Christmas, have a Hoffy New Year.
We had a little work trip out last night, Christmas one. To go and see the Hoff in his panto with Louis Spence. I thought they were both brilliant. But pantos, generally, aren't as magical as I remember from when I was off of 10.
Mm. I think our friend, it was his first panto, wasn't it? And I think he was a bit like, what? That we had to explain the whole behind behind you thing.
Yeah, and we had foam hands, which we...
They were amazing.
Which we could actually obviously put yes or no.
Do you know what? I've never had a foam hand, and I've always wanted one since Gladiators, like in the 90s. And I've never had one, and last night I got a foam thumbs up. And now I can do thumbs up and thumbs down, and I can do that kind of middling, a bit undecided thing that they do at the cricket, you know, when they
You took them off to wear them as gloves.
I know! I love it!
See, maybe I've just been lucky with foam hands, but a lot of foam hands have appeared in my life before, and like you've been missing out.
How many have you got?
I've got loads. Like, at various gigs they have foam hands with
See,
the students.
See, I don't go to enough sporting events.
No, it's not just sporting events. I'm talking about student nights that I play.
Where do they get foam hands from?
Make them, sometimes with my name on and stuff, and the name of the night.
How do you make a foam hand?
I don't know, but they're just there. Oh. So maybe I've just been spoilt.
See, I've never seen a foam hand in the shop.
Now, the Hoff, I think, was on top form last night. He plays Hoff, the hook.
I love it, Harry.
In Peter Pan.
What I loved about him is that he'd managed to wangle loads of his songs in.
Yep, there's a Baywatch reference, yep. There's a Knight Rider reference, and he does do two of his songs, Hooked on a Feeling, because he's her hook, off the hook, and also a brilliant rendition, Avec Dad Dancing, of Jump in My Car, which was brilliant. And Louis Spence...
Amazing.
Really good.
Amazing.
Like, I don't know how they get away with... Has Panto always been that smutty?
Because yes, something for the dads.
Something for the dads.
Yeah.
Seriously, I was like, there's small kids around. I'm like, oh, no, they don't get it, do they? But some of the jokes, I was like, it was a bit blue.
You're a very sensitive little flower, aren't you?
Oh my God, this is awful. Like, how can they get away with this? Radio 1 Podcast. Yesterday on the official chart on Radio 1, Matt Cardle was your Christmas number one with When We Collide. And good work to everybody who made Surfing Bird by the Trashmen number three. That's pretty good.
I like the really... I listened to another radio station's chart show yesterday on the way to the pantomime just to hear them play Surfing Bird, and they played the fastest edited version I've ever... They just went, the bird is the word.
Did they say, Scott Mills? Scott Mills on Radio 1, well done.
No, they changed you to some Family Guy fans.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Cheers for that. Well, no, it was some Family Guy fans, but also we got behind it as well. I can understand they wouldn't want to mention that.
No.
I certainly wouldn't ever want to mention them. Cool. So well done. Number three, that's not bad work. You know, we were never going to beat the Cardle.
We tried.
Yeah. So that was announced with Matt live in the studio yesterday on the chart show, pictures online. And also The Wanted came in and they did a little Christmas present for Reggie. Now, you can go online to hear the song at bbc.co.uk/radio1 and can actually send it, if you want, as a Christmas e-card to your friends. Maybe one of your mates is the biggest fan of The Wanted in the world. They would love this. Send us an e-card to them. Cheap Christmas present.
On the first day of Christmas, a wanted gave to me a Reggie in a pear tree.
Why would you want
On
that?
On the second day of Christmas, the wanted gave to me two tinty striders and a Reggie in a pear tree.
Goes on like that for about 12 days.
BBC Radio
1! What an incredible moment on TV last night. Bless David Beckham having a sob at the Sports Personality of the Year. I've never seen anything like that, have you? I've never known people clap for so long on TV. Totally well-deserved, brilliant sportsman. But it was over 2 minutes of just clapping. And you could see a couple of people going, God, we're still clapping. Wow. But very well-deserved. He welled up a bit. Posh was there, looking gorgeous. And the kids, she cried. Everybody cried. But what a great moment. And I did notice in David's acceptance speech, he must have been so nervous, he did do this a lot.
I'm obviously really humbled because to receive an award for something that I love doing and always have loved doing and continue to love doing, I'm very humbled.
Now, I know exactly what he was doing here. He was getting a blatant plug-in, subliminal but blatant, I think, for his new Christmas album. Have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah, he's got a new Christmas album out.
Would you like to?
Yeah. Christmas Hits with David Beckham. I'm doing it now. And he was just getting a few of them in there.
What,
would you like to hear one of them? I've got a recording.
David Beckham's Christmas album.
Yeah.
Here's please.
David Beckham doing We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Um
Ladies and gentlemen, David Beckham.
Thank you very much.
Makes sense now, doesn't it, when you've heard that?
OMG, he yeah. did that loads.
Yeah, yeah. I've got some more. I'll play them tomorrow if you want. Go, Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Neo, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you, Scott?
I'm really good. Now, you are one of our listeners online, aren't you?
Yes.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Canada.
Now, I got your email. What's going on? Tell me.
So about 2 or 3 weeks ago, my neighbour had thrown out a new iMac box. And then I decided that I wanted to do a prank on my sister. I put up the box and I filled the box with newspaper. I just rolled up the newspaper and put it in, and now it weighs pretty heavy. And then I wrapped it up. And now I have a pretty big Christmas present waiting for her.
So you've got an empty box of a computer.
Yes.
Your neighbour threw it out, and your sister wants a new Mac, right?
Yeah.
But you've just got the box.
Yeah, it's really just a box.
And you've put some paper in it, so it's got weight in it now, and you have actually wrapped it up for your sister.
Yes, I did.
Is this a good idea?
I've seen, like, a kid on YouTube unwrap this Xbox 360, and then he started crying after he found out it's all just clothes inside.
Yeah. How old is your sister?
She's 18.
She's 18, so she probably won't cry.
She probably won't cry, but
she'll just hate you for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's put it out there to our listeners. I mean, I bet they've done stuff like this before or worse.
I think it's a really bad idea. Like, when you're a kid, like a really, really small kid, they're more excited by the paper and the box than they are the toy inside. But anyone, like, over 5 is just going to go, yay!
I've got a computer! Oh. As long as you get her something, it'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. I'll probably give her something else, but I think I'll stick with this idea.
Good luck!
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Can you let me know what happens, please?
Sure, I'll let you know.
Thank you. High five? Ooh, Canadian one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone called Fuzzy from Swindon's been on saying, I gave my mum an old TomTom box with a map and compass in it. This just generally will lead to trouble and a bit of tension on Christmas Day, I find. My brother weed in a bottle and gave me a Nintendo Wii box last Christmas. Callum in Leeds. Don't do that, please, Ming. Now, someone's just reminded this. I don't know if anyone remembers JK and Joel, who used to be on this radio station. Joel once bought a laptop off some bloke and didn't open the box at the time, and then did open the box when he got back home, and it was just full of potatoes. That's actually true, isn't it? That did happen. But then that was Joel all over, really.
Don't go buying random laptops off randoms that look like they might sell potatoes in their spare time.
Might be potatoes, isn't it? My parents once wrapped up a mobile phone box with a little cardboard cut out of a mobile from Heather off Leeds. I just don't think it's a good idea. You told that bloke to do it as well.
I just wanted to see what happened.
It's fine, he's far away in Canada. Claire in Cumbria does it every year. Just wraps presents in like 20 layers of paper and watch the faces of their families as they get annoyed unwrapping. You know, I was in Dubai recently when I came back from Australia when I was doing I'm a Celebrity on ITV2. The hotel that I was staying in sent a letter to my house last night saying, well, no, I opened it last night. I don't get post on a Sunday. And the letter said, I hope you enjoyed your stay with us at the blah, blah, blah hotel. We noticed you took the bathrobe and therefore have charged you £70.
Oh, I'm not being funny. It's another Scott Bills incident.
It is, like the thing with the scooter.
What is it with you? There was the birthday cake that you didn't pay for, the teeth.
That was Dubai as well.
The new set of teeth.
I cut my hands off. The teeth also. It's just me in that place, I don't know.
Everybody knows they now charge you for the bathrobes and stuff.
Yeah, I know that, but I didn't take it. That's my issue. Oh. If I had taken it...
But you know what? You've got previous, though, Scott Bills.
I have, especially in that country.
Mm.
The teeth... The teeth, eventually I paid for that.
Yeah. And you paid for the cake, didn't you? Phoned the lady back?
Didn't ever pay for that, no. And the teeth, eventually, they sent me a lot of messages by FedEx, and eventually I paid up for that. We've been through this before. Mm. But anyway, I'd just like to say I haven't got a bathrobe. I didn't take it. And then on Twitter last night, people were like, ooh, maybe the person that you had round in the hotel room took it. I didn't have I didn't have anyone round there.
BBC Radio 1.
Once again, very unwise in that country. Jessie J coming up. Do It Like a Dude. And a bit of Tiny Temper. Didn't take it. Thank you. I know what the text is going to say now. Oh, you
is it really warm and fluffy?
I don't know.
You do, though.
No, I didn't. And here's the thing. I didn't even put it on.
Oh, that's annoying.
Let alone take it. £70!
OMG, how posh was your hotel? They're normally like 30 quid. You had the massage oil
once again
stained...
not in that country. What?
I thought you had the massage oil stained robe from when you were with the Hoff anyway.
Okay, and I do have previous guests. I have taken a robe from someone's house before, so I can see why they think I've taken it, because I did take one from the Hoff's house as a souvenir. But I haven't got it. All right,
boy who cried wolf.
Here's Tulip with the entertainment news.
Where did it go then before the entertainment news?
I don't have it in my possession. Honestly, I swear to God,
did you
I do
leave
not
it at the
it.
Airport?
I haven't... Don't try and trick me into this, because I haven't taken it. I didn't even remove it. I saw it in the little wardrobe bit, but I did not ever take it from its hanger.
Sounds very suspicious.
Thank you.
To me.
Anyway,
coming up tonight...
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.